This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's muggy in southeastern Arizona. Whether you've received rainfall or not, it's muggy. Because somewhere it rained, and a lot of times tropical moisture just sits on this corner of the state. And in the late afternoon and early evening, it is far more pleasant outside than inside our 1991 Marvelette, situated near the banks of the Ojalote. The evaporative cooler moves air around the house, but not much else in it, and it's noisy, so we don't turn it on much. Outside is nicer, and with no cooler on, all you hear are the critters, domestic and wild. Ms. Mosquito and I love to take turns shouting at our resident cardinal, "Shut up!" Such cheery vocalizations. That evaporative cooler not doing much good reminds me of my childhood in Kentucky. It was a childhood of muggy summers. We had a two-story home north of Lexington, Kentucky. A fan was placed in an upstairs window, a powerful fan that blew air out. And so outside air down was pulled through the downstairs, right? Moving hot, sticky air around, creating slight breezes in the house. It was pretty neat. Yeah, it was really neat. Got me thinking and wondering if you can still buy those square fans called breeze boxes, because I have an idea for a window in our 1991 Marvelette. Hey, summer rains have greened up the grassland, and the hills above are a whole new color, and there's a whole new feel to the land, right? Cinnas are an abundant yellow blossom, and bumblebees and carpenter bees, those tubby things that look like they shouldn't even be flying, they visit those flowers and sonicate them to get the pollen. The annual orange flower of Calstromia is everywhere, sprawly plants covered in happy orange poppy-like flowers, and the flowers may not be happy, but I am when I look at them. A cool plant. There's this cool plant that comes up from a tuberous root with succulent narrow leaves on long stems capped by a bright orange flower, bigger than a quarter. It's really nice, big, almost like a half-dollar size. Do they even make half-dollars? But anyway, it's flame flower, Tilinum aurantiacum. It's in the Portulaca family. And once you know that, you think, you look at it, of course it is. And I love that name, Portulaca. It's fun to say. Anyway, so it's a wild Portulaca. Yes, it is. And my friend Valère called me the other day. She lives upstream, closer to the headwaters of the Ojalote. She called me and said, "Petey, you need to come up here and take a walk with me. There are so many cool plants in bloom." So we set up a time, and a couple days later, we left their ranch headquarters and walked up into the woods, the burned woods of the summer of 2011, the leftover burned woods. And Valère was right. On burn slopes and at the base of charred oaks was a fruit salad of plants in bloom, red trumpet flowers of Bouvardia galore. And if you clamored about, and we did, stachys sprawled with verbena up and down slopes, so red and purple blossoms. A very bushy Heliopsis mountain oxeye, which has these amazing fragrant and showy yellow daisy-like flowers. That was everywhere, it was everywhere. Western wallflower. And in a meadow by a burned summer cabin, we saw several Agastache breviflora, tall, stemmed, leggy plants capped by long floral spikes that were rosy purple. "Cool," I shouted. "Didn't I tell you?" said Valère. A common name for a lot of the Agastache species is giant hyssop. It's not a hyssop, but so I don't know what that's about. But Agastache is from a couple Greek words, two words combined, agon, very much. Stachys is a ear of wheat, and I think it's just trying to say there's a bunch of flower spikes on this baby, and they're all close together. Okay, Agastaches in the mint family. There are about 30 species found in North America and Mexico. Agastache breviflora is found all around you and me in southeastern Arizona from 6,000 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation. Also in southern New Mexico and, of course, northern Mexico. And you know what? I took some cuttings. Yeah, I'm going to grow a few of those very cool Agastaches. You know, they're an amazing butterfly and hummingbird plant, so the Petey Pollinator Garden will have a new species. You know, after a couple hours, we hoofed it back to the ranch. Valère had a satisfied look and a sort of an I-told-you-so smile, and there was no doubt a satisfied look on my face as I drove home to the muggy land of wild Portulaca. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.